Now, it's a good point. I know you did a lot of research for this documentary that will air this weekend. Is there concrete evidence, though, concrete scientific evidence that medical marijuana works better at treating certain medical conditions than pharmaceutical drugs?
I believe there is. And I've seen examples of it. First of all, I've seen the studies. So this isn't just anecdotal information, anecdotal knowledge anymore. There are studies to back this up. But I think I'll give you a couple of quick examples. With regard to something known as neuropathic pain, neuropathy, that can be that sort of pins and needles sort of feeling, burning, lancinating, as my patients have described it, feeling in your limbs. It can be very hard to treat. And the way that we often treat it now in this country is to use medications like narcotics, you know, poppy derivatives such as morphine, Dilaudid, OxyContin. We know that marijuana can actually have a significant benefit towards treating this sort of pain. Sometimes it can work, not only work, but it can work when those other medications didn't work. And there's something else that I think makes this very, very relevant, Wolf, and that is when you talk about these narcotic pills. Someone dies of an accidental overdose in this country every 19 minutes from taking these prescription-type pills. When we did our research, we could not find any evidence of a death from marijuana overdose. So you have a drug that works, you have a drug that may work better than what else is out there, and you have a drug that, from a critical safety profile, appears to be safer.